העניין שלי גם יש לי הרבה דברים בקשרי שיר. בקבינה לבנדה, אני נשמע לסי קשלום, אני מדבר עשו בירות We learned in the other day from that Lucia at 10:30 in the morning. Bill, what do you say 10:30 to 12? Pashas Kisava begins with the Dinam of Bikurim. Rashi right away comments on the process of Lakafta Mei Reishis, the Lakol Reishis, that it's a Liyut, that the Dina Bikurim only applies to Shuvas Aminim. So how do you know it applies to Shuvas Aminim? Because it says here, Ashatavi Miyarzucho, and before in Parashat Sekev it says, Eretz Pito Seira. So just like Eretz over there is alluding to the Shuvas Aminim, so here it's also referring to the Shuvas Aminim. So then Rashi, then it says, Zeis Shemen, Zeis Aguri, Sheshamra, Ogre, Betocho, Dvash, Udvash, Tumor. I never understood this. Why Rashi all of a sudden has this comment over here, this Pasik? Every Zeis Shemen, Dvash is a Pasik in Eker. Not over here in Parshas Kisav. What is Rashi giving a comment over here in Parshas Kisav, on the Pasik in Eker? It's a new Dibra Maskon, Rashi. So it's Malahalon, Meshivas Aminim, Shemishtak Chalem, Eitzor, Al Tam Shraka, Eitzisal Shehem Meshivas Aminim. Yikud Atay, and it says, Zey Shemen, Yikuda, Zey Sagur, Zey Sagur, Shisham Eitzor. It goes on the other post. What's the Yachter God? Yivan Parsha Zeker, Yivan Parsha Zeker. What is he talking about? I never understood it. Al Zeker this week, you see, and Rabbi Kalam, Spirin Father says, we have Nishon, which is of course one of the best ones that was ever in Nishon. Tell me that Rabbi Gifter said that there are two Balabatim whose Kiddushim he enjoyed. One is the Rashash, who is the Balabatim, and one is Dami Shon. He wasn't the Rabbi, the Balabatim. He has a comment on this Rashi. I don't know if that's Chad Rashi, but it's kind of an interesting comment. He points out there is a Gemara in Kulin, Adav Kukhov. But the Gemara draws a distinction between Mashkim Hayotzim, Mizeis, and Anovim, as opposed to the Mashkim Hayotzim, Mishakhev. That mashkim ayotim and azeisim and hanavim, let's say a person violates a din of korlo, he eats fruits that grew the first 3 years on a tree. So the Mishnah says that you get malchus. If the orla grew in Eretz Yisrael, eat orla schutzlot, and it's not like the Rambam and the Gemara, whether you get malchus, because that's not a pasuk in the Chumash, that's halacha l'mashim says. The Rambam says there's no malchus, and the Gemara says that there is malchus. But if you eat orla that grew in Eretz Yisrael, so the Mishnah says that there's malchus. So what happens instead of eating the oranges of Arba, he eats the orange juice. He drinks the orange juice of Arba. So that's the Machlokes of Satan and the Lezer of Yeshua. A different person is often the Chuz, Mishnah, and Mishnah, and Shulman. And we trust him that you're not like him. You only like him if you drink the Mashmah, Yetzim, and Azazim, and you don't know. If you drink Yayin, Shalarba, or if you drink Shem and Zay, Shalarba. And the other is not. Because there's the Kasha, why not? Why shouldn't it be Tom Kiker? Because he's himself in the bottom of the country. Whatever, it's a whole literature on that. What the Gedder had been. So the Gemara in Chulin, that Kuchav, discusses that mission, the Machlokes of Lezer of Yeshua. Gemara Chulin, that Kuchav has a whole discussion of Shtir, of Baal Achiv. Gemara quotes various pesukim in Chumash to demonstrate whenever the Torah has a Din of Achiv, or Shtir, or Shtir, or the Gemara draws a distinction between Zeis and Anovim as opposed to Shaperis with respect to Bikurim. That if you bring Bikurim from Zeis and Anovim, so the Mashkim Ayezim is also Dinam Kimosa. As opposed to the other Peros, that the Mashkim Ayezim are not Dinam Kimosa. So exactly what does that mean? That the Mashkim Ayezim and Dinam Kimosa with respect to Bikurim. So I always thought, like he quotes the Rambam says, I always thought that the chat was like this, that in Zeis and Anovim, I can squeeze out the wine from the grapes. I bring a bottle of wine to the Zeis Aminim, which is because either I can bring the wine or I can bring the grapes. Zeis, either I can bring the olives or I can bring a bottle of olive oil, a barrel of olive oil, and bring the Bikurim and recite the Mikra Bikurim over the barrel of olive oil. I thought that was the Pashuk Shat. Shame again, other parents, you can't squeeze it out and bring the mashkin because the mashkin is not demon kipri. So yoytzim in that pri. It's not the pri, you have to say in a racist, racist pri ha-dama. That's a good pri. So only the mashkin, yoytzim, and azayis, and has a shame it's a liquid form of the kri. As the shen kri maintains the shen kri, and the other mashkin for the other peri does not maintain the shen. I thought that was the pasuk. So he says, yeah, that's what the Rambam says. But he says that Rashi there, if you read the Rashi in Kulin, Rashi doesn't say that. He says that according to Rashi, Shita, even in Zeis Nandavim, you have to bring the kri itself. You can't bring the Kulin to the Zeis Nandavim, a bottle of wine or a barrel of oil. But the distinction that the Gemara draws between Zeis Nandavim as opposed to the other peris with respect to the Kulin is, if you brought the Zeis Nandavim in the state of kri, and then the Kohen has to eat it in the Yerushalayim. It has to be like Truma and like Maaseh Sheni. Truma can only be eaten by Kohanim, but they can eat it wherever they want. Maaseh Sheni only has to be eaten in the Yerushalayim, but it doesn't have to be restricted up to a Kohen. So the Kohen has the Dinim of both Maaseh Sheni and the combination of Maaseh Sheni and Truma. So the so Rashi learns the pshat that if you brought the bikurim from Zeis Manavim, the Kohen has an institute in Yerushalayim, so if he'll squeeze out the Zeis Manavim and he'll eat it. And the liquid form, he'll also be able to the mitzvah of achila, those are achila. But and if he'll squeeze out the other peris and drink the other juice from the other shivus aminim, pomegranates or the figs of the day, so get juice from that, so he won't be able to the mitzvah because it's not considered eating it if it's an original form. But as far as that goes, you have to bring it in the original form. But somehow he thinks that this Rashi and this pasuk is coming to fight for that.
That's also
the
coming
to the Mashkin. No, it's not also, but it's not yet to the mitzvah. It's a bitla mitzvah. If you squeeze out the Mashkin from the pomegranates and then he'll drink it, so he won't be able to the mitzvah. Safilas bikurim b'yushalayim. Because it doesn't maintain its original state. Masheni Kain, Zeis Manavim, it's considered still a hemshech of its original state.
The mitzvah
is still
like the
way,
so it's can't be outside, can you eat outside
the Shemayim? No, it's certainly forbidden.
So
maybe some of the
outside
the Shemayim has to
eat it in the correct form or something.
That's not called the correct Achilles. It should be an Isa to eat it. Forbid it? I don't know. I don't remember if the Gemara discusses. What if the Yebed they squeeze out the... Gemara says you're not supposed to squeeze out the pomegranates and get pomegranate juice and drink it. Because in the Bachel Mitzvah, what if he did squeeze it out? Would you say that it's an Isa? Because he's eating it shalokim mitzvah, so would you say that he's makam the mitzvah partially? I don't know. The Mishnah Nigmar said. Yeah, the Gemara draws a distinction between Zeis Manavim as opposed to the other parents with respect to the Mashkama Yotzim. But I thought the Pashup Shat was law. I thought everybody learned like the Rambam. If you bring it in the state of olive oil and the state of yarn. So he says that if you read the Rashi carefully, then he doesn't hold like that. So you have to bring it in the form of free. But the whole difference between Zeis Manavim and the others is, can you squeeze it out later and fulfill a mitzvah sachim on it? So he says that that's what Rashi is bothered with over here in this pasuk. Rashi holds achidush. Rashi holds, because I think this is too much to put into the words of Rashi, he says that Rashi holds that the din of Zayis Aguri, Shesham Ne'ogur B'tocho, that that's the definition of, that's the limitation of din Zaysim, that limitation only applies to Bikurim. Respect of his din, that if you want to squeeze out the Zaysim and the Kohen should drink the Shemin later and fulfill the mitzvah. So the chiluk between Zaysim and Anovim is that in Zaysim, by Isaiah Aguri, and in Anovim, we consider it as if the Shamna over the covers, if the Shemin was there from before and if the Yayin was contained in the Anovim from before. Shemin in the other Torahs, it's not considered as if it's contained. So that's why Rashi comments. Zayis Aguri, Shisham Noga Batocha Dafka over here by Bikurim. Because the whole din, the din of Dafka, Zayis Aguri, is only limited to Achilas Bikurim if you squeeze it out after the Havra. But in Kolat HaRekula, as far as other din, when you're speaking, let's say, of Shivas Aminim, what are the Shivas Aminim? Or any other time that you discuss what's a Zayis, it wouldn't be limited Dafka to Zayis Aguri. But that's what Rashi means, isn't it? Comes for us to explain what he said. I don't know. Yeah. Rashtamon, yeah. That's considered as if it's the end. I don't know. I think it's a Shver Rashi. Why Rashi comments earlier on the Pasuk and Eikos? I don't really see his explanation. Before you eat it, I don't think so. Yeah, for sure. I think you're not allowed to. I think that's a Mishnah in Truma, that you're not allowed to a kohen is forbidden to take truma from the other peiros and squeeze it out and eat it in the form of mashter, because it's not considered in its original state. It doesn't maintain the shame kri, so it's considered ibud ha-truma. As if he destroyed it, then he's eating some synthetic food. You hear about Bikurim also, it's considered as if he destroyed it, and it's like a panim kadosh all the time, as if he didn't eat the original thing. Anyway, the kids is Ashler Rash. The Gemara Bar Basa and Abtayalot has a drasha on this puzzle. The Kachem Ereish is called Kriyat Amash Atavi, Mi'artzecha Prat L'Chutzalar. The Taisus is bothered with the Kasha, why do you need a pasuk to be in my chutzalar? It's that for the mitzvah Satluyas Barat. All the agricultural mitzvahs only apply to Eretz Yisrael. It's a mission in the first Eretz Yisrael Kibushin. Anything that's Chodesh Tarka, Kolmin Satluyas Barat, saying the Hanus Ere Barat. Since Bikurim is a mitzvah Satluyas Barat, of course it doesn't apply to chutzalar. The Taisus has Tutelutzim on that kash. Famous Tosis in Barabas of Rav. In the name of Rav Chaim, they quote Mipi Ashmu, I think that Rav Chaim said a different word over here. Ashutalim Miyarzucho, the Halakta Alam Mokhaim, Prat L'Chutzalot tells you a different din, that there's no Havoas Mokhaim from Chutzalot. Whenever you have something which is found Havoas Mokhaim, so you can't do Havoas Mokhaim from Chutzalot. What does Havoas Mokhaim mean? So Rav Chaim never really explains it, and Menachem Zembe explains it. There is a Gemara in Makkos and a Gemara in Zrochim, and the Gemara speaks about different things that need Havoas Mokhem. Namely, the Gemara says, Nice Sheni, Bikurim, and Chor Behemet Taira. All other things don't need Havoas Mokhem. What do you don't need Havoas Mokhem? You have to bring one carbon to the Beis HaMikdash. Everything's still in Havoas Mokhem. You can't check the carbon wherever you want. So, Menachem Zembe explains what it means. A time in the Sefer talks a lot about Havoas Mokhem, he never defines it. But apparently, he's assuming that everybody knows what it means. Havoas Mokhem means that when you bring it to Yerushalayim, the Kedusha is enhanced. When you makrish the Bikurim in your farm, wherever, Yavna, wherever your farm is, Mishalim, and then you bring it. So it has a Kedusha as Bikurim, but when you bring it to Yerushalayim, the Tzimim HaChayim are dead. By bringing it to Yerushalayim, it gets more Kedusha. When you makrish Truma, even when you bring it to Yerushalayim, it doesn't get more Kedusha. You have to bring it. That's not a Kiddush. Let's say a Korban. You makrish your Korban over, Kham Shalom. You have to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash in order to be makrish it. When you bring it to Yerushalayim to the Beis HaMikdash, the Kedusha is not enhanced. It had the same Kedusha from day number one. When you makdish the behemoth, you live in Africa, you live in Asia, you live in America, you makdish the behemoth, and you fly it to Eretz Yisrael, and you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, it doesn't get more kedusha when you bring it there. It had the same more kedusha in New York when you were makdish it. But there are three things that are tunim habras makim, which means when you bring it to Yerushalayim, its kedusha becomes enhanced. It's called tunim mechitzis. When you bring it in, entering into Yerushalayim is mashlim to kedusha. That's the Taisis himself who explains like that. One is Maaseh Sheni, one is Bikurim. And the third one is B'chol Behemet Torah. So from this pasuk, Rabbi Akiva derives, I should tell them the Yartzach HaShem HaShakech, the Halach Lal HaMokhem, that when you need Havlas Mokhem, you can't bring things from Chutz Loretz, anything that you are, let's say, B'chol Behemet Torah. A farmer in New York State has a farm, and he has a B'chol Behemet Torah, is born, so the B'chol Behemet Torah has Kedusha. So what does he do? He's forbidden to shech the Chutz Lamikdash. So he has to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash and be makavitz. Rabbi Akiva says you're not allowed to do that. There's no Havoas Mokhem from Chutz Loretz. Even though the B'chol Behemet Torah has Kedusha, but you can't bring it from Chutz Loretz. So the pasuk tells me that whatever needs Havoas Mokhem, Shatavim Yartzucha V'Halach Talam Mokhem. There's no Havoas Mokhem from Chutz Loretz. Rather, by Bikurim, I don't need it then, because by Bikurim it happens to be a mitzvah Tzvi Yibarit Bein Kol Kol. So it doesn't get the Kedusha in the first place. There's nothing to discuss that you can't enhance its Kedusha when you bring it to Yerushalayim. But the Pasuk is telling me that there's no Havoas Mokhem in Chutzlar. So what could an Aftamina be by Bikurim? An Aftamina is going to be by B'chol Behemet Torah. Won't happen Aftamina by Maaseh Sheni, won't happen Aftamina by Bikurim, because the Ben Kavakov, there are no mitzvah to his words. So Chaim writes, no, there will happen Aftamina on the level of the Rabbanon. The Pasuk tells you on the level of the Rabbanon. I don't know exactly what that means. Maybe the Pasuk tells you B'negeir to B'chol Behemet Torah. But B'negeir to Bikurim, it will happen Aftamina on the level of the Rabbanon. What about Misuria? Misuria, which doesn't have Kedusha Sa'aretz Min HaTorah, but the Rabbanon who gave it a din Eretz Yisrael. So is it, do you bring Bikurim from Syria? Can you bring Maaseh Sheni from Syria? So the Rambam says no. The Rambam says why? Because there's no Havoas Mokhem from Chutz Loretz. So from the first time, I'm not sure what the Rambam is talking about. The Chaim says that's what he said. If the whole halacha would have been that Syria is Chutz Loretz, and the Rambam would have said Chutz Loretz and Chutz Loretz. So then with the Rabbanon, they said you have to be Makhmer in Syria to observe all the mitzvahs of Chutz Loretz. They have to act as if that has Kedusha for us. You should bring Maaseh Sheni, you should have Nether and Vari, and you should have Bikurim. But the Rambam says no, that in addition to the halacha that it's Chutz Loretz and mitzvahs of Chutz Loretz, not right in Chutz Loretz, Even if the Rabbanan will say, let's be machmir and treat it as Eretz Yisrael, so that's good for Trumer, for Meiser, and like Shikafe, I don't know, whatever other mitzvahs you can think of. But when you think of bringing Meiser Sheni and Purim to Beis HaMikdash, there you have an added requirement. That is not enough that it's mitzvahs Achlis Boretz, and the Rabbanan Surya has a din of Eretz Yisrael. But you have to have Havas Mokam. So since on a level of the Raisa, Surya is Chutzot and no Havas Mokam, so the Rabbanan says you can't bring. You can't have Netta Revai with Ma'ezah Sheni with Nikurim from Surah. Because you can't have Havas Mokam. So maybe that's what the Pasuk is telling me. I should tell him the Yadzuch of Halach to Olam Mokam that there's no Havas Mokam from Chutzot. Don't tell me the din that there's no Chiyuv Nikurim from Chutzot. That I would know on my own. Tell me a different din. You can't have the din of Havas Mokam from Chutzot. You have to wait till it gets a moon and then shecht it. But you can't bring it even to the Yevet. If you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, you can't shecht it. One time it says you're not supposed to bring it, but if you brought it, you will be makrivit. And I think we passed my Tana that even to the Yevet, you can't be makrivit. There was an old girsan in the Rambam that the Ravid had, and the Miri had that old girsan. The old girsan in the Rambam was that a b'chol b'chutzlot is chulim gemurim. That there's no kedushas b'chol at all. And the Ravid asked, how can it be? That's impossible. So the Gir says, we have in the Rambam doesn't say like that. He says, no. Chor that's born b'chutz lo'aretz has kedushas b'chor, that you're forbidden to shech the chutz l'mikdash, you have to wait till it gets a moon. But it doesn't have the din of havas mokam, namely that even if you bring it to Yerushalayim, you won't be able to be makriv it. Because there's never any havas mokam from chutz lo'aretz. Not quite what? Mashlim the Kedushah as a Tosefes Kedushah when you bring it to Yerushalayim. You still have Shchutei Chutz, but the Chutz applies to any carbon. That's Roy Lovo, Pesach Al Matz. It is Roy Lovo. No, it's still. It's Roy to bring it to Yerushalayim and to be Mashlim the Kedushah and then to be Makrev it. Still Roy Lovo, Pesach Al Matz. I think so. I think this is the makar of the din. That is no habu asmokan. She told me, I tzuchav halach to ala makan. That's why it's called habu asmokan. So halach to ala makan. Habu asala kana shiyeh ba yamim bahim, what kind of a kind do you need? You don't need a kind gogol for this. So the Kari Yeris in Benazil, it says that you need a kind gogol. Philip Lloyd, where in the world did he get that from? Ibn Ezra also says he can go. What kind of can go? So, Tavieres Benazil, we know there are a lot of Shver commentary in there. In fact, some of the Maskilish writers say that it must have been written by Apikurs and places. They don't know exactly what's doing with the Targum Yusham Tavieres. Ibn Ezra, we know, has wild comments. But in this Sefer, Abn Shoam, the Zedek, he quotes that Tarsus in the end of Ksukas, quotes that Tarsus Bel Yo, that he needed can go for the Kurim. What's going on? That's already more closer to home. No, places in Ksuvus. Places in less paper than Ksuvus. He wants to catch a pshat. It's very shver that it means Bizman Sheyesh Kari. Not that you need a Kohen Gadol. Bizman Sheyesh Kohen Gadol, then you can have the institution of the Kohen Gadol. If there's no Kohen Gadol around, Kohen Gadol died and they didn't appoint a new Kohen Gadol, then you can't observe the mitzvah before. That's a tetzah. I can't say such a thing. I don't know. That's the mark because there's a boss of El HaKohen. With a hey, how you doing? The chief kohen, you have to have a kohen gadol alive. If you don't have it, if you don't have a kohen gadol, so you don't have it. The Gemara Darshan Tashiya B'yamim Ha'im doesn't go on a kohen gadol, just goes on a plain kohen. The Gemara says, what do you mean if us have a kohen Tashiya B'yamim Ha'im? The Gemara Kiddushin Darshan Ha'vavah and Beisei, say the first name quote. If you sell all that crow that you brought to a kohen who doesn't live in your generation, the kohen died already, how can I bring you the kohen? The kohen is not alive, go to his cemetery, and I need to be cool. The Gemara says, no, this pasuk is telling me the din. What if there was a kohen in the Beis HaMikdash and I gave him my bikurim, and then later on I find out that kohen was a cholov? So it's a bloody Muslim affair that from the day he was born he was a cholov. So he wasn't really a kohen. He didn't have a kedushas kohen. So I should say that I wasn't yet in the mitzvah. So the Gemara says, no, from this pasuk I learned, the Basra Kohen Hashiya, but Yamim Bahain, that a cholov, she'ovat, b'diyeved, abeidosik sherit. I'm not going to bless him Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah. And the Gemara quotes it there in Kiddushin Daf Saman Vav, in another place, Makis, Big Sidya Makis. So the Gemara has two Makaris to indicate this din of Rabbi Yeshua. How do you know that B'diyeh, the Chol Sha'avad, would be Abba Yosef Shevet? So one source is this pasuk, the Vasar Kadosh Yibba Yamim Bahayim. As long as at the time that he did the Pidyon HaBen, as long as at the time that he brought the Korban, as long as at the time that he gave him the Bikurim, everybody thought that he was a Kohen, so even though later on it's discovered that he was never a Kohen. It's not that Mitanel HaBoy became a non-Kohen. It's discovered that he never was a Kohen, so since B'Shaita he was assumed to be a Kohen, so that he had that everything is good. The other Pasuk in Mark quotes is a different Pasuk, Baruch Hashem Chelo. Before, the other third is Afilu Chalolim Shevo, Baruch Hashem Chelo, Afilu Chalolim Shevo, even if you have a Kohen who's a Chalo, it's also Freya Yoda Tirtza. There will be a Ritzui on the Korban. And I credit now the whole literature that why does the Gemara need two Psukim? Because they're really two different deals. Baruch Hashem Chayv only applies to HaKavas Korbanas. But let's say if you do a Pidyon HaBen with the Kohen and he turns out later to be a Cholo, so if you hold from that Pasuk Baruch Hashem Chayv, it wouldn't be good. But let's say, I didn't like that. Let's say Rias Negoim. Rias Negoim also. If it's based on the Pasuk Baruch Hashem Chayv, Freya Yoda Tirtza, it wouldn't apply to Rias Negoim. It only applies to HaKrovah Korbanos because it says Prol Yod HaPirtzit, he reads it. Hashenikin, if you hold like the other sheet in the Gemara that is based on this Pasuk, HaKoneh She'ev Yamim Ha'em, that if at that time you thought, everybody thought that he was a Kohen, even though later he's discovered to be a Cholo, but still we assume that he had the status of a Kohen, so then it would apply to Kol HaTarakut.
What about as well, the Kehra?
What if he ate it already?
Yeah.
You gave it to him. Let's say you gave it to him. If you gave it to him at the time that you thought that he was a Kohen, and then you discovered that he's a Chol before he eats it. So Zola Chayam HaKevin may be eaten by a non-Kohen. It's not also about Chilo Ed. The only thing is that it belongs to the Kohen. So if at the time that you gave it to him, it was just, everybody thought that he was a Kohen. So if you darshan from this pasuk, and then he keeps it, I think. But if you dash him from the other pasuk, so it's only with respect to Ritzui and Hakrovas Korban. It wouldn't apply to anything else. The Chayim have a lot about that, about the two pasuk. There's a famous Tikkun Torah from the Panavish Rav. He put together all that the Chayim said and had a whole interpretation in Mark. But it's based on this main point that the two pasuk can really tell you two different meanings. One pasuk tells you, Paul, you have a theory, so it only goes on Hakrovas Korban. And this pasuk tells you with respect to Kuni. So the Gemara talks about Makis. The Gemara talks about Hakzaras HaRatzeach. What if the Kohen Gadol dies and the Ratzeach goes back to Yivnik Lotus? So what happens if the Kohen Gadol is discovered to be a Cholo? You say that the Mesa Kuna, do you say Batla Kuna? You're also giving you money. You have to work out these two notions, the two understandings of the din of Cholo Shavar, Abedosek Shere, and that's relevant to that. Mishnah says in Bikurim on this pasuk, "Higarti hayom Hashem lachach kibosi galvas hashenish v'Hashem rabusein v'vas islanu." That a ger who's not a descendant from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov has to bring Bikurim. He's fighting all the tariyak mitzvahs in the Torah, but he doesn't fulfill. He can't fulfill the mitzvah of mikra Bikurim. There are two different mitzvahs. One is Avraham Bikurim, one is mikra Bikurim. They counted as two different mitzvahs in the tariyak. So even though the ger has to do Avraham Bikurim, but he doesn't do mikra Bikurim. Because you can't say Hashanish Bashem la Hussein al Islam. And the Tesis are not Gatan Babas and that Payalif and the Rambam both passing against the Mishnah, they pass him like Tesis has 2 days. And it's usually assumed, in the Shulchan Aruch, we assume that we don't pass him like that Mishnah, we pass him like the Yerushalmi quotes the Braisa, the Rav Yudah disagrees with the Mishnah that a Ger may say Hashanish Bashem la Hussein al Islam, because when Avram Avinu was told that his name is being changed from Avram to Abraham because Abraham on Garden Saticha, that means that he's the Yav for all of the Geirim who have seen him lover. So Geir can say, Nishba Hashem la Arisein and lost his lama. And when he davened Shemana Esrei, the Mishnah says, you don't pass my Mishnah, says he can't say, Elokein or Elokei Arisein or Elokei Abraham or Elokei Abraham, because it's not Arisein. And the Shulchan Aruch passes in Hilchot Tshuva, like that Yerushalmi, B'Shem Rav Yudah, the Tana Rav Yudah, that he can say, Rakein will carry the same in Mishmanes. And he says, "Shosim nisim alusena b'yom amayim ad manazeh." Chanukah and Purim. So again, we pass him like the Yerushalmi, Shem Rav Yudah, that he can't say Shosim nisim alusena. He doesn't have to say Shosim nisim b'avos Yisrael. Or when he does Mishmanes, the Mishmanes says he has to say Rakein will carry avos Yisrael. Okay, Avram is thinking that. So we don't pass him like that. So here was a shadow. The Mishnah also says in the end of Maseches Ma'aseh with respect to the next din in the Chumash, the din of Vidui Meister, that a ger doesn't recite Vidui Maisa. On Erev Pesach of the third, of the fourth year, on Erev Pesach of the Shemitah year, is supposed to recite Vidui Maisa. Mato, if Ne'er Hashem Lekecha, V'yayti HaKodesh Min Abayis, etc. So a ger cannot say Vidui Maisa. Because he says, the end of Hidden Mice is Hashkifim, Yon Kach, Haman Hashman, Baruch Hassan, Chi Israel, Esa Adam, Shem, Shad, Hashem, Shad, Rabban, Kach, and Izbat, Allah, Vesenim. Eretz Yavuz Chol, Allah, Vesenim. Mishnah says, you can't say Hidden Mice, and we assume why. How can you say Kach, and Izbat, Allah, Vesenim? It's not like Izbat, Allah, Vesenim. But the Shail is, once we don't pass like the Mishnah by Bikurim, the Ger is made to Korei. So you shouldn't pass like the Mishnah by the Ger to Hidden Mice either, so the Din should be the Ger is made to Korei. And the Rambam says not so. There's not more points, but the Rambam says not so. The Rambam only passes like Yerushalmi ben Ager to Bikurim, that the Ger is maybe Bikurim, he does Mikra Bikurim, but ben Ager to be the Maisa, the Rambam doesn't say. Sounds like he holds that the Ger is Eno, Eno Mitzvada. That's the Shadow. What's the Chivik? If he's called Abbasenu over there, he's called Abbasenu over here. So that's what Rav Chaim says. A famous piece from Rav Chaim that Rav Salvechi printed years ago. No Lishivis, they say over that piece, between Rav Chaim, the Chilik between the two. That here by Mikra Bikurim, he say, "Hashenish Hashem la b'sein lo loss islam kibasi al horas." Hashenish Hashem la b'sein lo loss islam. So the Gerim are considered descendants of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. They can refer to them as Abiseinu. So therefore, he can be made Yivikor. Hashenikel, in with respect to Vidi Meister, not only does he say Hashenish Batal Abiseinu, says Baruch Hashem Chisov Es Adam Shemistat Alonu. So the Gerim learn not Luchelik Baruch. So that's why they can't say Vidui Maisa, because they can't say Hesvadom Hashem Hashat Olam. So the Gemma will not look at it wrong. That's how everybody says B'Shem Rav Chaim. That's a whole Shkidu Tevah. It's printed with a lot of other Nachmanim. The Rosh Sameach and the Stefan Chomish and the Meshe Chochma, if it somehow doesn't, it didn't occur to him. But he says a very startling distinction. He says a different part. When you bring your Bikurim, it says you give it to the Kohen, and he said, "Higarti Hayom Hashem Alokecha." It's a very strange Lashon. "Higarti Hayom Hashem Alokecha," your God. So he says, the Ger can say Hashem Alokecha. But when you say Vigui Meiser, you say Hashem Alokoi. Shamati B'Kol Hashem Alokoi. So he says, since the Ger used to be an Oibad Abed Ezor, even though now he is Gersh and this guy and everything is forgiven and so on, he can't say with a straight face Hashem Alokoi. He says, that's why the Ger is enemy. That's why the Mishnah says, "Shalom, not the Chelik Bar." He says, "Because of the Chisar, the Chisar is Hashem." He says, "Yeah, the Mishnah says, 'Shalom, not the Chelik Bar.'" He says, "The Mishnah goes with Shitasa that he can't recite Mikra Bikurim, so because 'Shalom, not the Chelik Bar' is not included in the Shvat. Shneish of Hashem, not the same as Islam." So the Mishnah writes the same reason applies also to the Vidui Maaser. But once you reject that reason of the Mishnah by Mikra Bikurim, you should reject it also by Vidui Maaser, but the Din remains the same. We have a tradition that a Ger doesn't recite Vidui Maaser, so you have to dig for a different reason. So he says, this is the real reason. You can't say Hashem Elokai. It's not very startling to me. No. Yeah, we're not allowed to tell that to Ger, but he claims. No, Torah is not attacking the Ger. He just says, you can't say Hashem Elokai. I think it's very difficult. What's the problem? Let's say go back again to Mikra Bikurim. Why can't the Ger bring the Bikurim? And leave out that pasuk. Higarta Yonah Hashem Elokecha, he won't say. What's so bad? He can't say Ovi. Start for the next pasuk. What's wrong? The halacha is that Mikra Bikurim has to be said Kichsavoy. It could be put in Vidimaisa, it has to be recited Kichsava. So apparently if you read out a pasuk, it's not called Kichsava. Kichsava is that you say everything from the beginning to the end. If you leave out, that's not called Kichsava. That's got a shayla. Machloek is the Rambam and the Raibit a little bit by Mashloch Nuchama. Is it then you have to appoint a Mashloch Nuchama and it has to recite the Parsha and the Chumash. So the Parsha consists of two parts. It has to recite and then he has to recite the other part, the Musa Shmuz. Al Tero, Al Pachtas, and its name, they shouldn't be afraid. So by a Mohammed, I was sure, the Halacha says that all of these Chodjim, Yocham, Acham, are exempt from comeback. So they go back. What about Mohammed's Mitzvah? The Mishnah says that everybody has to go to the army for no exemptions. So do you appoint the Mashiach Mohammed or not? You're going to point them Shok Mechamra, what's he going to say? You can't say that part, Nihu Yishasheris Yishalot Kapi Yerub Yoshalot Beisol, but you can say the other part. you can say the other section of of his drasha, the Musa Shvuah, the pep talk that we should be afraid. Hashem Elokecha Mitzvah Mitzvah Machanecha La'atzilecha. Was to say Bechal Lefanecha. Should he give the Musa Shvuah and that you have to have a Mashiach Muhammad for that? So the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs writes that you don't appoint a Mashiach Muhammad. You can't recite the parasha by a Machanecha Mitzvah because no one is exempt. I let him say here for the parasha, not the other. And apparently that's not Kitzavah. That Rambam says has to be recited Kitzavah. That's in Hebrew. Can't recite in any other language. And since has to be recited Kitzavah, if he's going to leave out Sukkim, it's not acceptable. The Rambam in the Yad HaChazaka writes, he starts off with Perek. Anybody have the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim? Rambam writes, the Rambam starts off with Perek like that. Echad Mechamis Nitzvah, the Echad Mechamis HaRishus, Mimanim Kaim Medaber Al Ha'om. Both in the Mechamis Nitzvah and the Mechamis HaRishus, you appoint a Mashiach Mechamah. Beginning of Perek Zayin, the first line of Perek Zayin, Echad Mechamis Nitzvah, Echad Mechamis HaRishus, Mimanim Kaim Medaber Al Mishas HaMechamah. So the writer says, Amar Avraham, Efshir Leo Zeh Linyan Al Yerach Levabchem. Maybe the Rambam means that you appoint them with respect to the Musa Shmur, the pep talk. Aber lenien ashar, hachoz miyoch ha-mocham ha-lo nemer, ha-lo mechamis ha-shus, ha-lo mechamis mitzvah, ha-chi yisu b'gumare. The Rambam is asking, tell on the Rambam, you really shouldn't appoint at all. They said, maybe the Rambam holds you appoint and he only says half the parasha, but he can't say the whole parasha. So that means it's a stira because the Rambam himself in the Sefer Mitzvah says that you don't appoint. He doesn't say anything. It won't be Kitzavah if he only says him. That's the Shaila. Maybe over there they consider two different units. Maybe the Rambam and the Yad HaChazaka hold that if you recite one unit without the other, you recite the Musa Shmuz without the Chos Meach Mochomo, but that is called Kitzavah. They didn't write a Mikra Bikurim. If you leave out the Psukim from Arami Yavi Rabi, if you leave that, then it won't be Kitzavah because it will be distorted. What are you going to leave out? Arami Yavi Rabi? Then what are you going to start? Vayerid Mitzrayim? You can't start the Vayerid Mitzrayim. By Yerushalayim, by Yerayim, or some of the Mitzvim, you can start from that. But it's all a Hemshech, Vav, everything is Vav, a Hemshech, it's all one long story. So here, if you leave out the first pasuk that says, Aram Yavad, obviously you can't begin later on, everything is one long paragraph. Hashem come there by the Mashiach Muhammad, the Ramam, the Arachazab, the Ramam, these are two different units, two different paragraphs. So if he says one paragraph and he leaves out the other paragraph, that will be called Kitzavah. Rav Chaim Heller suggested that he has in his Sefer Mitzvahs LeHaRambam made a new translation from the Arabic of the Sefer Mitzvah. He has his footnotes on the bottom of the page. So he thinks that there must be a misprint in the Rambam over here. He thinks that the first line in Perek Zayin and Hilchos Melachim really belongs as the last line in Perek Vav and Hilchos Melachim. The Rambam writes the last halach in Perek Vav. Chaim it says Lias Yasir L'Chalecha V'Yechetz Luya Al Klei Melchamto. You have to have a shovel. The Yetzi Gosha Haderech. The Yachba go the Yafana Vyachasa. Soldier has to go to bed, we should use the Shabbos Shanem, but the Yasa Tilchal Azinecha, the Chulei. Uvein Sheishi Moim, Oren Bein Sheini Moim, even if you don't have the Oren Abiyah's going with you, Hachin Moshim Tamin Shanem, Vahoya Machanecha Kadosh, and then Rav Chaim Heller says, and it should continue and conclude, Echad Machamis Mitzvah, the Echad Machamis Harashun, period. That din of Yasa Tilchal Azinecha applies equally both to Machamis Mitzvah and to Machamis Harashun. And then he says, you should say, new chapter now, and it should start, Perek Zayin should start, the modern time of Dabar Ha'amishas HaMacham HaMosh HaMosh and so on, and that's only about 10 issues. Things that there are no manuscripts and no remnants for this in any manuscript, that should be, that the first line in Perek Zayin should really be the last line in Perek Zayin. Years ago, Rav Soloveitchik printed a Shtiva Torah on this. How come the Rambam says, what do you appoint on Mashiach Muhammad for by Mechamis Mitzvah? The Ma'ariv is going to say half the parsha, like the Ravid said. No, it's not going to be Kitzavah if you leave out here. So you print the whole Shtikot Torah. While you do recite everything, Mashiach Muhammad recites everything, even by Mechamis Mitzvah, even though they don't go home. Even though they don't go home. So what did he say for if they don't go home? He gave an afkinin al halacha, hope to. Years ago, I think that was, there was a time that was the only Shtikot Torah that Rav Soloveitchik had in print. This is 50 years ago. 50 years ago, over 40 years ago. So when Rav Zevin, if you look at Rav Zevin's Sefer Ishim Meshitos, so he writes about different developments. Rav Chaim, so he writes about Rav Chaim. So then at the end of the section about Rav Chaim, he has in the later editions, he has that Rav Chaim passed away, and Rav Dovah was Soloveitchik carries on the family tradition. He writes a little bit from Rav Dovah was Soloveitchik. Now you guys know, Yoshebeir Soloveitchik in Boston carries on the family tradition in the same style of learning, and he quotes this Shtigl Torah that the Rav wrote. That was the one Shtigl Torah that the Rav had Chayrot upon. If he printed it, Rav Chaim Hella saw it, and he said the whole thing is based on a misprint, he told them. That line in the beginning of Perek Zion belongs at the end of Perek Vav. Soloveitchik had Chayrot upon the whole Shtigl Torah. But now they reprinted it again. Now they reprinted it in the private tradition. That was the Hidusha Torah. They printed all the collected the Torah of Rav. So they printed that one too. But that's one that he had Chayrot upon, because Rav Chaim Hella told him that he thinks it is in this one. Mikri Bikurim, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayivyeinu al HaMakom HaZeh, Vayitam Lanu Zoretz HaZeh, Vayitam Lanu Zoretz HaZeh, Vayitam Lanu Zoretz HaZeh, Vayitam Lanu Zoretz HaZeh. So Rashi quotes from the Sifrei, Zeh Beit HaMikdash, Vayitam Lanu Zoretz HaZeh, He gave us Eretz Yisrael. HaMakom HaZeh means something that you can be Mara B'Yetzba. That's how they call it. Mima quotes, the Gemara always does, whenever it says Zeh, means something that you can see. Vayivyeinu al HaMakom HaZeh, referring to the Beit HaMikdash. So then the Sifrei asks Akasha, I saw the Zedah as this kasha. I'm like, I love Zedah as this kasha. He didn't realize that the Sifrei asked him to give the Torah. He goes, it's Haderech Hazush, he gives the Torah. So he asked the kasha, but the person doesn't read straight. That's what it means by Yehno HaMachom HaZeh, the Rosh Hashem took us to the Beis HaMikdash, but Yitam Manu Saratz HaZos, and he gave us Eretz Yisrael. Shouldn't it say just the reverse? And he gave us Eretz Yisrael, and then he took us to the Beis HaMikdash. Shouldn't he go on a logical order? So he gives the whole Haderech Hadrash, he gives the whole, but the Sifrei asked this kasha, and the Sifrei answers, the Lame, that we only have Eretz Yisrael in the schus of the Beis HaMikdash. That the Jewish people only have a right to take Eretz Yisrael if they plan to build the Beis HaMikdash. By the Vieno Lamachem HaZeh, he took us to the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore by Yitamar HaSarat HaZom. And that's the same as the Gemara says in the last daf in Megillah. The Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised to Avraham Avinu that he's going to give his descendants Eretz Yisrael. And then Avraham Avinu says, "Bamo edat Yerushalayim, there is a schus where my descendants have the right to hold on to Eretz Yisrael." HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Kol yevu mishaleshes, etc. B'schus hakarbonos." And then Avraham says, "What's going to be b'zman shein beis hamikdash kaim?" In 1948, no karbonos. So what right do the Jewish people have to take Eretz Yisrael? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "When the Shalma Farm so sent, let them recite the pesukei hakarbonos malani aleim kigel hikrivum." You know, be considered as if they brought the karbonos. So therefore, b'schus hamikdash and b'schus hakarbonos, you have a right to maintain Eretz Yisrael. If secular Jews take Eretz Yisrael and they don't plan to build the Beis HaMikdash at all, then the Arabs are right, they take Aslan. That's what it says in the Sifra, and that's what it says in the Gemara. The only reason why we have a right to Eretz Yisrael is because we feel and we plan to build the Beis HaMikdash. We plan to build the Beis HaMikdash and bring Karbonis. It's B'schus HaMikdash and B'schus HaKarbonis. By Vien or Lamach Manzim, therefore by Yitam Manar Sawat Sazon. Gemara in Perek HaShaleach in Gittin, middle of Gittin, Perek HaShaleach comments on the pasuk at the last pasuk in the Parsha Bikurim. "V'samachta b'chalakav shemasim pashan lakechu ulevei secho." Ulevei secho usually is based on ishto. So the Gemara says, "Nalamei that the husband can be maybe b'kori bikurim from nifsa ishto. If a man marries a woman." The Torah Tumim quotes it. Gittin Mem Zayin on Beis. Malami Shah Adam Evi Bikurim Nitzah Yishto Bikore. But if a man is married and the wife has Nitzah Maluv, and the husband is Eichel Peros Nitzah Maluv, but the Nitzah Maluv, he only has his chus to the parents. He doesn't have the Guf HaDochor. The Guf HaKarka belongs to the wife. So I would have thought that he cannot be maybe Bikurim. He can be maybe Bikurim, but he can't be Kore. How can the husband recite the Mikur Bikurim? He only recites Mikur Bikurim if the Karka from which the parents grew belongs to you. But if I go to the store and I buy Paris, I can't recite Mikra Bikur. Say, you can't say, Hinei Vesis Yoshis Pri Hadomash and Asatel Yashin. The Hadomash belongs to his wife, it doesn't belong to him. But that's what the Pasuk teaches me. Samachna B'chalatav Shanas M'chal Shem L'kech Ulevei Secha. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave your wife, you can rejoice. The husband can recite Mikra Bikurim on the Karka, on the Paris Nif Smuluk that grew in his wife's Karka. So what does this Pasuk indicate? So Rabbi Yechon comes up with his wild shita that we don't pass them like based on this pasuk. There's a machlech Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish. Where the kinyan peres kikinyan aguv dami, a kinyan peres lak kinyan aguv dami. So the Gemara says, whenever there's a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shlokish, we always pass like Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shlokish with three exceptions to the rule. So this is one of the three exceptions, but we don't pass them like Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan holds that Kinyan Peiros is considered to Kinyan Agrup Dami, that if the karka belongs to you, but I have the Kinyan Peiros and the karka, I'm entitled to the Peiros, so I have the Shem Bayim. He doesn't say that the Grup HaKarka belongs to me. The fact is that it belongs to you, it doesn't belong to me, but the issue involved is, who has the Shem Bayim? Is the one who is the owner of the goof, is he labeled as the Bailam? Even though he has no right, usually the boss, the Bailam has the right to go take the payers. Here he has no right to the payers. But still, since the Kaka says he's called the Baal, but they say, no, the one who has the king of payers is called the Baal Akar. So the Yehan says, from the fact that the husband is Navy Vikore, this is where he gets his idea from, this is where he has a Pasuk in the Chumash that teaches him the din of king of payers, the king of Aguf Dalmin. The Shlokhi says, no, it has nothing to do with anything. No, special there is a pasuk here in Kol HaTorah Kulo. We say the King Peres Lachki Kinyan Rufo. The Gemara says that this is one of the three cases where we don't pass much of it. Oh, the Gemara has quite a few Nachmini for millions of dollars, the Gemara says. Father gave his son Kinyan Peres, but he maintains the father gave his son Kinyan Agup, and the father maintained the Kinyan Peres, and the son sell it before the father died. Mishnah Baba Basra. We don't know Machlokes in Baba Basra. The end of the time. Gemara has quite a few Nachmanim. Quite a few Nachmanim. But this is the original Machlokes. The source of Rabbi Yechanan's din. Where do you get the wild sheep? Mechet Esetz. From thin air. From thin air, Hegar Hashem. It's not from thin air. It starts with this Pasuk. Samachta b'chol ha'tam, shemas b'chol ha'meisecho. Esetz is bothered with the kasha on that dot. What do you mean? Well, they said that Nichse Mudu will Kinyan Peres. That's only the Rabbanan. Baal Rekha Peres Nichse Ishto is only the Rabbanan. That's not a Dinyan Peres. So how do you interpret a Pasuk of Eisefa that the husband has the Kinyan Peres? He doesn't. On a level of Garaisi, he doesn't. The Taisi says that this Takana the Rabbanan, that the Baal is Rekha Peres Nichse Mudu, even though the Takana is only the Rabbanan, but the practice was an ancient practice. That was always the Minig, this Mount Latin Peres also. Normally, what the... It's like today, 1988, that the husband has his own bank account and the wife has her own bank account, and everybody leads their own life in Shigoyim. It's a crazy generation we live in, under normal circumstances. The wife gives over the Peres Nitzimudu to the husband, even if it's not halacha. So then the Rabbanan said, if you want to be Meshuggah and you don't want to do it, so we make a takana that you have to act normal. But that was always a normal practice. So that's why the Torah writes, Lulavay Sefer, let's assume that was the minig, this Ma'aban Torah, that the wife is going to give the Kinyan Peres to the husband. Assuming that was the practice, and the Torah writes it in, that's about to be maybe the Torah. You can say Mikra Likur. Mm-hmm. No, that you can't do. A Shaliach can't say Mikra Likur. That's a Mishnah, because you have to say. So that's what Reish Lakish said. Reish Lakish said that this is a special, there is a thousand exception to the rule. Rabbi Yechan claims now that this is the pshat in this pasuk. Can you pair it?
Why doesn't
teacher
that should be able to? I mean, not
the shliach, but over here. No, shliach generally not. Mishnah says if you send out in shliach, you cannot even
correct. It's not pairs that I have in this envelope. It's not my wife has pairs. And I can take
tomorrow
and make a
report. That's what says. Even if there's no Kinyan Peres, they both hold not. Apparently, both Rabbi Yechon and Shlokish hold not. So Rabbi Yechon holds no that this is the mark of the din Kinyan Peres. Shlokish holds no that here it's a special din. But I don't think he holds if the Baal wouldn't have the Kinyan Peres if they didn't do what the meaning was that the wife gives over the Kinyan Peres. I don't think Shlokish would say either that the Baal is correct. I think it's only if she did give him the Kinyan Peres. This is a thesis in Baba Basra. It's an obscure thesis. It's very unclear what thesis is driving at. Thesis says that a Baal b'nichse ishtoi, for some reason or another, is not Kinyan Peres. It's very unclear what they're driving at, what they said. So the Or Sameach, in Perek Beis, in Hilchos Ratzeach, has a comment on that thesis. And he says that if you look in Hilchos Ratzeach, the Rambam quotes in Baruch Baba Tanya. The Gemara has the shadow of the King Peres King Rabbu Dami with respect to the din of Yom HaYomai. I kill an Eved Knani, I'm Chai Nisra. But if I kill my Eved Knani, and he lives for 24 hours after I shot him, after I beat him up, till the time that he dies, and then the Torah says, Yom HaYomai, Yama, Lo Yukam Kitasto. Then you don't give me. So what does it mean that if the Baal kills his other Kainim, so there's a din of Yomar Yomar. So what's the din if you sell me another Kainim that you should do work for me for a week? And then after the week is up, it goes back to you. So even during the week, you're still the Baal HaKinyan Aguf. I only have the Kinyan Peiris. So if I kill him, do I have a din Yomar Yomar? If you kill him, do you have a din? Neither of us has a both of us. What's the din? In one of the times, there's a whole discussion on that. Rambam quotes the issue in Perigayis and Hilchot Seir. The Reb Sameach, and that Rambam points out that the Rishonim in the end of the first Perik on Avodah Zarah distinguish between Kinyan Peiris as opposed to Zchus Peiris. That if you rent a field, or you rent a car, that's not called Kinyan Peiris. If you rent a Yivara, that's called Zchus Tashmish, Zchus Peiris. It's not called Kinyan Peiris. Then nobody would say, that's what the Gemara says in the first Perik on Avodah Zarah, after Zonin Alf, that's Tiris Loikani. That the one who rents is not called the Baal HaBayis, not called the Baal HaSarim. Aye, but if you're King Peris, King Abuk Dami, why not say it's called the Bailim? How come the Gemara says there's no Shaila? So that's what the Taisvis and the Rosh, the Rishonim say at the end of the first Peris, the last half of the first Peris in Avodah Zarah, it's not a King Peris Bechlal. It's only Zchus Tashmish. King Peris means that you own the Guf with respect to the Rishonim. You own the Guf with respect to the Peris. But then you have enough places for the King Peris, King Abuk, allow King Abuk Dami. But if you don't even have a King Peris, just have Zchus Peris, then nobody holds a King Peris, King Abuk Dami. But Yosef Sameach interprets the Tosfos in Balabasra as saying that Habal b'nichse yishto, the Baal has schus peiros, b'nichse yishto is just a schus peiros. It's not at all a Kinyan peiros. But then Mechlal, we don't begin to understand if he's right, if that's shot in Tosfos. We don't begin to understand Mechlal what the whole thing is going on over here. So what is the Gemara going on at Ula Beisecho? That Ula Beisecho is they're speaking about a din of Kinyan peiros. They know Rabbi Yechon, they know Shloshes. You don't begin to understand anything. The Pashim Shad in the whole studio is not so. The Kabbalah is the Yishta, they also have a Kinyan Peiris. They can just have a Zchus Peiris. Mishnah says in and the Rishonim comment on that Mishnah and the remnants for this, but you should say with everybody is it says the Yamisa of Yamarta of Nashon of Yamisa means I answer back. If you say something to me and I answer back, that's called the Yamisa of Yamarta of Nashon of Yamisa. So exactly how did the Rishonim understand the Mishnah? That the people who didn't know how to recite Arami Yavirovi on their own, so the Kohen would say Arami Yavirovi for them. And they would be Yotze with Shemeh Kohina, that's what it means. And they would say word, say after me, word for word. They would say Arami Avodavi. The simple Yerushalmi, the simple meaning seems to say Yoniso, if the Yoniso the Amarta is a remnant for that thing, why doesn't it just say Yoniso the Amarta of Neshan Lakecho? The Amarta of Neshan Lakecho Arami Avodavi. Why does it say Yoniso? It sounds like say after me, word for word. The Kohen says, say Arami Avodavi. The guy says Arami Avodavi. Sounds like they're saying word for word. And others interpret it not so. The Netziv understands and it's true that it doesn't mean like that. That the Onisa, the Amarta, is just another way of saying that Yidei Din Shamea Koine, and it's considered as if I said it. The Koine says, I don't say a word, the Plama. The Plama doesn't say a word. He doesn't know how to say Arami Yavarov. So he doesn't have to say word for word, repeat after me word for word. The Koine says, I'm going to say Arami Yavarov and I'll be made to you with the Din of Shamea Koine. The Plama just stands there. He shuffles, closes his eyes, and he shuffles. He has the kavana. The Kohen says, "Aram Dona," and that's called the Yoniso Yamarta. That's considered as if he said after him, because Shemeya killed him. That's how the Netziv understands it. So the Pashut Pshat, obviously, doesn't mean like that. The Netziv himself shows it. Quotes. You can learn otherwise. You can learn that you say word for word after him. But the Netziv under that's the Pshat in the Mishnah that the Yotze v'Shemeya came. So with this, he has a taina against the Beis HaLevi. There's a shayla in Poskim, what happens if a Kohen has to duchen and he has laryngitis and he can't speak? If they can only talk in a whisper. So the din says you have to say the kol ra, and if you can't say loud enough, then the people should hear. So the Mishnah Berurah says that you don't drochen, period. So the Heitiv has a machlokes, should you drochen and say it's a ramachash, should you not drochen? So the Mishnah Berurah leaves out the whole machlokes, that friend says, what are you talking about? The Mishnah Berurah doesn't even tell you, looking at the Heitiv, then it's machlokes. He says, it's wrong. You have to say the Koran. If you can't say the Koran, say you don't drochen, period. There's nothing to discuss. And the Sefer Reishis Bikurim, by the Vilna Daniel, the Tzahor of Vilna, this is the older brother of Shlomo of Vilna. He has a chiddush. He says, but what happens if there's another kohen? He's saying out loud. So I can rely, the kohen has laryngitis, can rely on the other kohen using the principle of Shemei Kohenah, and be considered as if this kohen also said the dochen. He listened to the other kohen, the other kohen said the dochen. So Shemei Kohenah is considered as if I also said the dochen. That's how B'tzal Dome writes in the Sefer Reishis Bikurim. So the Beis Halevi in the Sefer HaChumash has one page. I think it's in between Bereshis and Shmos. One page we have the Yishuv Dinim Halacha L'Maisa. So it says, we saw in a Sefer that came out recently that a Pesach said that you can be Yoytri Duchni with Shemei Kaina. They think that it's not correct. How can you say Shemei Kaina by Duchni if you need Kol Ram? Shemei Kaina, fine, it's considered as if the Kain said in the Siyas Kapan, as if he said Yerech Hashem Yishmerech. But he said it so softly, he didn't even say it at all. So the Halacha considered as if he said it. But he said it so softly, nobody heard him say a word. He didn't even open his mouth. That can be called Kol Rav. That's the title that the Beis Halevi has. So the Mitzvah with the Kol Rav Yeshiva with the Beis Halevi and Valoshin. Later there became a Kutani. It's a lady's son. A Kutani married it to his granddaughter. But before they had a little Sechsuchim. The Talmidim, the followers, the Talmidim of the Beis Halevi had a bigger machlokes with the Talmidim of the Mitzvah. They themselves they got along pretty well. Which is Shabbat, who should be the Rosh Hashanah? The Talmidim had a big machlokes. Later on, they made peace with him. So the Netzir, kind of, that he saw somebody who wrote me a sefer, meaning the Beis Halevi, that you don't say Shemei Kaina whenever you need Kol Ram, so he said, isn't that against the pasuk here? That by, he understood that Yonisuri Amarko, that the Mishnah Yimshami means to say, not say after me word for word. He understood that it means that you are your Yitzhak Shemei Kaina. Here the din is, if you need Kol Ram, Rashi quotes in the Gemara. And he's a Russian Haramas Kol. And you have to say, we could be called Kol Ram. So don't you see that you do say Shemei Kaina, you can be Kol Ram. That's his time against the Beis Halevi. So the descendants of the Beis Halevi all say that that's not what he means. That's not what he meant. They defend his statement. He didn't mean to say that you don't say the Kol Ram. All he meant to say was that in Duchening, and Duchening, the whole idea of Kol Ram is different from the idea of Kol Ram by Bikurim. In Duchening, the Kol Ram has to be to accomplish its seerah between the Kohen and the Tzibur. You have to say loud enough that they should hear. So you can say Shemei Kohenah is considered Kol Ram from today till next year, but still, there's no relationship between the Kohen, who's not saying a word, with the laryngitis, and the Tzibur. They're not hearing his voice. But by Duchening, it's not halacha, you have to say Kol Ram to relate to someone's halacha. The Kol should be the Kol Ram. So just like I say Shemei Kohenah is considered as if I said it, so if he says it loud, it's considered as if I said it loud. Whatever he said, like by Mikra Megillah, you have to say, I say it b'nei halam b'nishim achas. So if the Baal Peri says it b'nishim achas, it's considered as if Shemei Kohenah carries over b'nishim achas. It carries over, Kol Ram carries over all the properties and all the qualities and all the whole tone of voice and everything that that is supposed to be in. Whatever he said, it's considered as if I said. By Duchening, the Beis HaLevi meant to say. You can't call it Kol Ram, that it should be a tzir between the Kohen and the Tzik. The last passage by Mikra Bikurim says, "Samachta b'chalakav shenach l'cha Hashem alakech ro'avu l'vayster." It is a Gemara in Brachas. The Mishnah Brachas says, "Kishem shel bracha ma'al atay v'kach no bracha ma'al ro." Gemara says, "Kishem? What do you mean Kishem? You say atay v'ameitiv? No, he say dynamic. He say atay." Gemara says, "No, it means l'kabuli b'simcha." Gemara says, "You know hamlusa? How do you know that?" It says, "Gemara quotes this passage: 'Samachta b'chalakav shenach l'cha Hashem alakech ro'.'" How do you see anything for this passage? How do you see? So here I saw an Avnei Sholem. Zayda has a very good shot on this point. He says that she didn't find anybody who said this shot. This is very good. He says the Gemara meant to say like this, that by the Bikurim it says Samachta b'chalata v'shenasim Hashem alkecha, and the exact same identical phrase appears in the Tosafot. Where? Children. I'm not bothered. By the children being taken by Shevi. By the lady in China. The heart of pre-witness of the Sabbath of Nesah Hashem also Mecha Hashem Alakecha b'matzor b'matzor chasid yin gimel Hashem also Mecha Hashem Alakecha. So the exact same phrase appears by the Tenshachem Hashem also Mecha Hashem Alakecha as appears over here by the Bracha B'samach Mecha Hashem Alakecha. That's what the Gemara says, Hashem also Mecha Hashem Alakecha, that everything is b'nashamayim. Why do you say Kishayim? Because the Rabbeinu Yair explains that the person should realize that everything is min Hashemayim. The Rabbeinu Shalom gives him the Torah, the Rabbeinu Shalom gives him the Ruah, and everything is min Hashemayim. So it's not a Ruah, everything is really a Torah. So that's why the Gemara learns that from this passage, the exact same phrase appears by the Torah as appears by the Prophet. Apparently everything is min Hashemayim. So that's why the Kabul is the Simcha. Has a din of bidur ma'aser. It's a din of bidur that you have to give away the truffles and the ma'aser, everything before the Pesach of the Shana Aviz and the Shana Ashviz. I saw a few Pesach blank in the Sefer Chumash. Quote somebody as Takasha, very funny. And he says that Klotzkasha. Mamish a Klotzkasha. That's what he writes. A Klotzkasha. There's a stira between Rashi and Sanhedrin and Rashi Achumash. Rashi and Sanhedrin. This mamish. The one who has the stira left out the last two words in Rashi. Rashi and Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Aleph on day, he talks about they used to send out letters. When the Nazis used to make Yibur Hashanah, so they would send out notifications to the people. So they would write, Zman Biur Amata. This year is the Shnas HaBiur. So Rashi tells you, what does it mean Shnas HaBiur? You have the Perish and the Shana Shana, Shnei Achayb Levaran. What do you do, Biur? It says, Ma'i Shashemi Bizbar B'chom Akum Shehu. Ma'i Shashemi, you can be Mizbar wherever you are. So Hasira, Rashi and Chodesh says, the Ma'ase Sheni is supposed to bring to Yerushalayim. Rashi over here, the Amfatzer Yud Gimel writes, she saw Ma'ase Sheni of Shastei Shana Vela Helam Yerushalayim Shetzoch Lahalos and Machsho. Hastir is Luya. Rashi and Chumash says, you have to be Malach to Yerushalayim. Rashi and Mar says, in the Bible, Hamach Mishahu. So he said, no, you read the next line of Rashi's hand, there's no spirit. Rashi says, you have to bring it to Yerushalayim if there's still time. And if it's already Pesach, if it's Matzah Pesach, then you have to burn it. So Rashi Chumash says, you have to throw halos in Yerushalayim. Rashi Nigmar says, Mizbar B'chamakosh means you have to burn it. If you have to Pesach, you have to burn it. Rashi says so on Sanhedrin, that's what he quotes. He actually quotes that quotes Kasha. Some of us have asked this, I don't know. So the guy said, you look at Rashi, he says, my Sheni Mizbar B'chamakosh means in Loha Elehu to Yerushalayim Kedem HaPesach. You have to bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it up, gobble it up before Erev Pesach. And if you didn't, then you burn it. So the burning, you don't have to burn it in Yerushalayim. You can destroy it wherever you want. The Gemara is brought in the Tzia, Dr. Tess, learns out of this pasuk of Din Deraisa, the Yarki HaKodesh Min Habayis. What's that Min Habayis? And what if you didn't take the, like, never took the Ma'ase Sheni into the Bayis at all? So from this passage we derive that the whole chiyuv for the machish from the maisis menatel only begins after he has penei abayis. After avu ashlish, the parents have to grow to a certain point, so shlish gidulon, then you have to have miruah, you have to remove the psalmos and the yochon and put it in a neat pile, a gorin, to honor the rama, marko to pasuk and peyos, it should be in a neat pile, and then you have to have riyas penei habayis. The Gemara has a machlekes there, but we see that because what about Riyas Panei HaChotzer? Because in the Pasuk it says, Masata Rabbeinu Ragyari Yasam Amar V'yachli B'sharecha. B'sharecha sounds like, I don't have the Yanin coming to my house and eating my house. Not in the Chotzer. The Chotzer has fences around it, but it's not a bayis, it doesn't have a roof on top. So the Pasuk says, B'sharecha, and it says you already mafresh the Trumas and the Ma'is, you already mafresh the Trumas and the Ma'is, so you're giving it away, the Ma'is are only in it. And the Ma'is are Lishan, you're giving it away. So that Pasuk sounds like a Chotzer is prevailing. This person says, the Yad HaKadosh Ma'a Bayis sounds like the Bayis, we ask the Ma'a Bayis, and Machlek is Amarone in the Gemara, where the Chotzer Kavas were Meiser, a chatzis is not the light. But at least the bias is correct. That's for sure. That you need minatari, you need yes, you have to have something after the ruach. What kind of a din is that? What kind of a halacha is this? That minatari does not chiyuv hafroshes from the sumaisis to left the ruach and yes, you bias. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that there is a din the Rabbanon that even before we yesterday abayis, if it's after Miruach and you didn't yet do we yesterday abayis, so it's also the Rabbanon to eat the tevel achilas keva. It's permissible to eat it achilas aroi, but it's forbidden to eat it achilas keva. Mishnah is like that all over the place. So yes, usually you say called the tikkun Rabbanon came to rise a tikkun. So what din the rise is this pattern after? If you have a pesanisa the rise that it's only achilas keva and achilas aroi is mikra. But if it doesn't make sense, you never find an Issur d'Rabbanan. Let's say Basa B'chol of the Rabbanan, there's Chayim of the Rabbanan, there's Gidah Noshim d'Rabbanan, all kinds of things. There's Gidah Noshim d'Rabbanan, then there's Gidah Noshim d'Rabbanan, there's Gidah Noshim d'Rabbanan. You never find that an Issur of Machol of Sassurus d'Rabbanan, there's only us Achiv HaSkeven, Achiv HaSarov, is Mutter. Man is Tana Tevel, that makes such a funny Xer of the Rabbanan, that Tevel, the Rabbanan, they only forbid if you eat Achiv HaSkeven, if you eat Achiv HaSarov, is Mutter. So it must be that there is a pattern after a Dinder Reise, it comes to somebody to Dinder Reise, where is it a Dinder Reise? Rasulajic saw and said that this is the din deraisa. That what's the reason why Minatari does not feel Trimus and Isis and maybe there's no prohibition from Tevel until after Leruach and Rias Kanea Bayis? So it must be because if you eat it before then, it's called Achila Saroi. Any Achila before is Aroi. Any Achila after Rias Kanea Bayis and Leruach, that's called Achila Skel. The Middash David in the Seifan Zroim quotes that the Rambam writes like this, the Feirish and the Kirish Hamshnais. One place in Shemus. It says the thing is that the reason why an Atera is permitted to eat, permissible to eat the temple before the Miruach and Yiris Nebas, because it's called Achilas Aruach. And after it's called Achilas Kev, what do you mean? The whole idea of Achilas Aruach, Achilas Kev is only the Rabbanon. That's going to get to Dinu the Rabbanon. That's not the Raisa. So you see, the Rambam understood, no, that's the Dinu the Raisa. That's the definition of the Dinu the Raisa. That's the Achilas before Yiris Nebas, Achilas Aruach. And the Rabbanon said that even if you eat it before Yiris Nebas, there are various things that are Koveya. If you mevashel it, if you mansag it, if you salt it, if you buy it, different things that are coming. I remember years ago, my father had a sefer called Pnimi Yikor and has all kinds of pshetlach. I used to say every year things from the Pnimi Yikor, but I remember it. And then he had a pshetlach on this pasuk, La'avaytim in Yitzhak HaLo Shachachti. Something about the mice. I haven't seen the sefer since. And so at this Alpin Mikra, I was in the rabbinic alumni office before the summer. And I noticed that Rabbi Rosenbaum had the sefer there. That was the long lost sefer. Not my father, had someone else. The rabbi gave him a sefer, didn't want it. So I borrowed it from him. So I looked up this week, I looked up the word, and I saw what he has there. Rabbi Tim Mitzvah Sefer, Valo Shachachti. Rabbi Tim Mitzvah means that I was not just between some eyes properly. Valo Shachachti, I didn't forget. So he quotes that there is a sefrei earlier, Parshas Re'ei, I think he quotes, that if a person is an El Chico, and he doesn't want to be mafish to miss the mice with, then the Baruch Hashem will punish him and the mice will eat his food. You want to save more, you don't want to be mafish, so we'll punish you and the mice will eat it. And the end of Harius that says that if you eat food that the mice bit into, it's kasha v'shikha. So he puts the two together, so he says, that's the shot. I didn't chisel off. I gave all the trimus and mice, and therefore the Losh HaChafti, therefore I didn't forget anything. Because if he wouldn't give all the hafrashes, and the mice would have eaten from it, and then he'd eat from what the mice ate, then it would be kosher the sheep. That's the word that I heard after. The Rechatu, the only Mimenu, teaches us that an Oinen is forbidden to eat mice sheni. It is interesting, there is no passage in the Chumash that says an Oinen is forbidden to eat korbanos. It's only Parsha Shmini. When the Bnei Aharon died, Nadav Rabbi died, so Aharon HaKohen said that it's not right that this Moshe Rabbeinu asked, why did they eat the korbanos? Why did they eat the korbanos? Aharon said, no, it's not right. The Gemara says in Zerachim Daf Kuf, Aaron made a kal v'chomer for Ma'aseh Sheni. Not Ma'aseh Rakal. Ma'aseh Sheni has to be eaten in Yerushalayim, not by Kohanim. Nevertheless, an Oinen is forbidden to eat it. So Kach Machamur Makol Shekein. So he told the kal v'chomer to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he was master. So the Mepharshim point out that there is a pasuk where you have perish about pe, written in the Chumash. Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron HaKohen made a kalvachomer. Jews give me this, I turn the Rashi's thing. The Brice of Rebbe Shmuel, kalvachomer, the Rashi's thing, the Yonah, the Rashi's thing, and so on. So Aaron made a kalvachomer. It says in the Chumash, and Aaron is forbidden peace, my Zishenu kalvachomer, Kachin, and told it to Moshe Rabbeinu, he said, hey, it's a good kalvachomer, it's a master. This is, the Chumash writes the kalvachomer. There is no original pasuk. What's the definition of an oinin? Rashi writes in several places in the Gemara, in Oinin, Rishon Meisa Mutal Lefono, called Mashal Renikba HaMeis. And Pesach asks on those Rashi, but it's connected identity, most of the first day it's not correct. But if someone dies 9 o'clock in the morning and they bury him 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so it's most of the first day, he still has a din Oinin until the end of the day. We know that he doesn't have a din Oinin, that we expect a different din, a din of Rabbanan. And Rishon Meisa Mutal Lefono is forbidden to eat parts of the Yayin, and it's forbidden to fulfill any mitzvah, so that's only called Manshem and Nikbar Ameis. You have to Nikbar Ameis, so then it's permitted to have Basa V'yayin. Other rabbis understand insist that the Sidus HaVuah has to have Basa V'yayin, but if you're not yet to Sidus HaVuah, you don't give Basa V'yayin. And after he does the Tvura, he's no longer forbidden to do mitzvahs. Other rabbis, he's obligated to do mitzvahs, with the one exception of Tzvillin, but he's forbidden to wear Tzvillin, Rabbi Yom Rishon is forbidden to wear Tzvillin. So that din, that's the din of Eidon that we use, which is Lan Hazeh. So that din of Eidon only part falls Marshal on the promise. But the din de Reis of Eidon, that an Eidon is forbidden to eat Kabbalahs, and it's forbidden to be Makruf Kabbalahs, and it's forbidden to eat Maisa Shemi, that din of Eidon even applies after the Purusana. So that's the Seyas Tzana Rashi. There's a Rashi in his Brachim Taisa Seyas Tzana Rashi, and then there's a Rashi in the Gilim to the Eidon Seyas Tzana Rashi. As the Lady told us that when the Lubavitcher Rebbe was sitting Shiva for his mother, 25 years ago or so, I remember they wrote up in their papers at that time that Soloveitcher came to be Menachem Oval and they were talking in Divrei Torah. So we didn't know what it was. Strange, they were talking in Divrei Torah, we didn't know what the Divrei Torah was. So then, after around 3 months later, Soloveitcher told us what happened. That he got a letter in the mail from the Lubavitcher Rebbe. He didn't understand what the Rebbe sent him a letter for. He wrote him the Jewish Mishnah, didn't know. And then, after thinking for a couple of minutes, he reminded himself what happened, and when he went to be Menachem Oval by the Rebbe, they were talking about the Din of Avraham. So the Lubavitcher Rebbe said that there's a Pirush HaMishnayis where the Rambam writes that Oinim is also Lech of the Maishan Shein is only called Maishan Meisim Mutal Lefana, very much word. So also Rechik said it can't be because it's wrong, it's against the Gemara. Faisi's Kasha against Rashi. But Rashi writes like that a few places. The Faisi says that the Rashi is there, the Turiyevin says that Rashi is saying that. So it's such a Pirush HaMishnayis. So also Rechik didn't know that Rashi writes like that. So he says it can't be a Pirush HaMishnayis, but it's wrong, it's against Allah. So the Rebbe said, but it is, it's Pirush HaMishnayis. Gonna show it to him. So he said, you don't have to bother. So the Rebbe started to get up. So Rashi said, what are you going to waste your time? There is no Pirush HaMishnayis. It doesn't exist. That's all. So he didn't. So then he looked, afterwards the Rebbe looked it up, after everybody left. And it said in the Pirush HaMishnayis, like he said, but then he looked in Kapach's new edition, a new translation, and it didn't say like that. It said like Rashi said. So he sent Rashi said, Rashi the letter, then in Kapach's edition it says like you said, but you should know in the old edition, all right, it's Kapach, it's like Rashi. But that's a Shredder Rashi. Rashi has it a few places on it. Connected at the... Just not to confuse the two. So Rashi says that what we have as a din of Oinim, that is forbidden to eat Basa V'yayin and it's forbidden to do mitzvahs, is not really a din of Oinim. It's Hilchas Misha Meisa Muta Lefano. The other day they call it Hilchas Oinim. That's the top line of Shulchan Aruch, Hilchas Oinim. But he says that's a misnomer. That's just Yiddishism. We call him an Oinim. It's a din. Misha Meisa Muta Lefano. Basa Lecha Basa Vasa Nishin Siyan Vasa Kata Mekon Mitzvah Mizbata. So you shouldn't really call it an Oinim. It was just throw you off. It's called Hilchas Misha Meisa Muta Lefano. It has nothing to do with that name. Lo biyakun mena de tamei, Rashi quotes the halacha, whether I am tamei and the Maizah Sheni is tamei, whether I am tamei and the Maizah Sheni is tamei, it's forbidden to eat the Maizah Sheni tamei. Lo biyakun mena de meis, Rashi quotes from the Mishnah, Rashi says, oran de tafrihan. Faces in Bava Metziya, in Perek HaZohar, is bothered with the kasha, because we look at the Yishami as that kasha, that faces this. Because he says on this Mishnah, what do you mean lasis like orim and tachrichim? Only for a mace it's forbidden, but for a chai you're permitted to take the mazisheni money and buy orim and tachrichim? The Mishnah says you can only use mazisheni money and satakas baboka batzon bayana mashecha only prima prima gedule karka. You can't buy water with it and you can't buy salt with it and machlebi that you can buy fish, a shayla and chicken. You have to buy dafke baboka batzon bayana mashecha. You can't buy furniture, you can't buy clothing. What are you saying? Pasuk on the satan and the mace that you can buy Tachrichim or Aron for a maize, for a chai, it's also forbidden to buy furniture or clothing. The question is, that kind of should have a hard time with that. Yerushalmi actually have a whole different interpretation. The question was, but the Mishnah, how do you explain the Mishnah? Yerushalmi has a different answer. But if they don't explain the Mishnah, that's the problem. Then gives a Musa Shmuz to B'nai Yisrael. He tells him, Haskis Shema Yisrael. So the Gemara of Brachas learns that in this passage, Haskis Shema Yisrael, the Hashkan Yosmach HaMashat Nemotzi B'tichon. Whenever there's a Mitzvah Samir, a Mitzvah Kriya, like Kriya Shema, or like Rechas HaMozin, or like Tfilot, whenever you have a din in the church, you have to recite something, you have to be Mashmi Oli Yosmach. Is this requirement for Mashmi Oli Yosmach? The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Rishonim that this is a L'chatchila Derais. Chatzilah derayis could be mashmir liyos. Some say it's an asnachta, and others all know that it's a drosh as mura. Haskeis ishma yisrael hashma liyos nachol mashak emotzi b'ti. Is this the kuvir or not? The Gemara has machlein b'satanan, Rav Yudin Rav Yosi, that koras hashma v'lo hishmir liyos nachol, mishnem drosh. So one Tana says that in Adi Yosi, because it's hashma yisrael, hashma liyos nachol. The other Tana says, no, shma means b'cholosh and shakish shanei. It doesn't mean hashma liyos nachol. Does it mean hero Israel? Well, not, doesn't. So we pass from it, doesn't mean hero Israel. It means understand O Israel. Asma means b'cholash and shakish mei. Doesn't mean here, shemei. The other Tana holds no, that you're not yotze b'cholash and shakish shemei. You're only yotze shema b'losh and akesh. Shema means asma b'yosmacho. So what does the Gemara say? The machlokes depends on that pasuk. Shema b'cholash and shakish shemei. Shema hashma b'yosmacho. What about this pasuk? How come this pasuk means l'chatchila and that pasuk means b'yedah? So in the third, the pasuk shat in the Gemara is as follows. It is a cloud that if it only says it did in the Torah once, it only means that it's l'chatchila, but you don't necessarily have to assume that it's ma'akid to the yet. It says it twice, and shina l'akasur, if it's repeated, shina l'akasur v'yatim, it's repeated, then it indicates that it's ma'akid to the yet. So this pasuk tells you, haski shma Yisrael, that l'chatchila certainly have to have mashmil yozno, minatayim l'chol adeves. Everybody holds like that. Now if you have an additional pasuk that says shma b'cho, shma, hashma v'yozno chal ma'ashat ha'motzi b'ficho, so then you have shina l'akasur v'yatim, it's repeated. But then it's repeated to teach you that it's not a kibbutz yet. If you hold like the other Tana, the Shema B'cholosh and Shaka Shemeya, and it doesn't mean hero Israel, it means understand. So there is no Shema L'Rakos of the Yaakov, so then you're only left with the Pasuk Paschus of Shema. For some of the Hatzim, it's not a kibbutz yet. This is a nice Pshat, Pasuk Pshat. There's only one hitch. There's a place in Zvachim that says that it's wrong. The place says in Zvachim Dab Dabba that Shema L'Rakos of the Yaakov is only a Nidian Kachim. It doesn't apply in Kalaparifu. Just like you have in Kachim separate. Nidah Shafir and Nidah Shafir different ways to dash from Sukkim. The Gemara has a whole long Sukkim in the beginning of Isaiah Mekalman, very detailed Sukkim on the principle of Ein Lemeidim Lamed Ben Alamed B'Kotshim. But if you have a din in Pasuk A, and you have Pasuk B is learned out from Pasuk A, that the din applies there too. And then I want to learn out from Pasuk B to Pasuk C. So the Gemara says that in Kolot HaRukulah that's perfectly legitimate. You can learn out Lamed Min HaLamed. I can learn out C from B, even though B itself is only learned out from A. I can learn Lomid, Ben Alomid, Ben Alomid, Elokam. But in Kachim, the Gemara says Natsi. The Gemara has a whole discussion, what if one is a Zereshel, what if one is a Binyanai, what if one is a Kavachem, and how far, when do you apply the Kral of Lomid, Ben Alomid? A lot of details there. So just like the Gemara says, the Feirish, that with respect to Lomid, Ben Alomid, the Midrash, Shatar, and the Rashi's Behem, of Kachim is different from the Kol HaTerakula. So places in Zerachim writes that the same is true regarding Shina L'Vakas and L'Yakir, that you only require Shina in Kachin and not in Kolaturku. So you can't say this Pshat Haskis Shema Yisrael. But the Chazanish writes in a Sefer in Goyim, not like this. He quotes a Taisin and says he doesn't think that it's right. He thinks that it's not correct. And the same in the same place where the Chazanish has on the last Tarek and the right Tarek Yidala, there's a standard commentary printed in the big Mishnah, it's called Mishnah Freya. And his realm is called the Mishnah Rishonim. And by the time he got to Taurus, he was called the Mishnah Achrayim. So the Mishnah Achrayim is very good Pirush on the Mishnah. He always ties it up with the Shulchan Aruch. He tries to figure out, what's the Halacha in the Mishnah? That's the Mishnah, the Balabat. What's the Halacha? And how does it stem with the Yeridei? How does it stem with the Taz and the Shach and everything? Very good Pirush. So they both write, that's the Pshat in the Mishnah Achrayim writes. They both write on the same Mishnah in the last Perek in Goyim, that Tesis is not right, that it's a dinner called Kula. Tosis points out, it has an issue, Tosis points out that you don't always require lamed min alamed, even in kachim, you don't always require shino rakas liyakev, even in kachim gufa, sometimes you don't, emotional. That's in the territory, if somebody's machal shabbat b'shogi, he has to bring a carbon kata. It only says it once, it doesn't say it twice. You mean that it's only machatil, but the evidence, if you didn't bring your carbon kata, you also, no, of course not. If you didn't bring it, you're not yetzer. Or Tosis says, Tosis doesn't do that much, that's obvious. Tosis says, in the territory, you have to bring a mincha, a siris or eifa. And what if you didn't bring a siris or eifa, you brought less? That's not good. You don't have to have shino rakas liyakev less. You bring less, you know that. So other details, let's say, someone's glul about shemen, that you have to have shemen. What if you didn't have shemen? When it comes to the details of the mitzvah, if you didn't do all the details, so that's where you have to have shino rakas liyakev. For the etzem mitzvah itself, you don't need shino rakas. The Torah says you have to lay tefillin. So you think some people have tefillin, but even if you don't have tefillin, also, of course it's no good. It says the tefillin have to have azayis and azelas. Has to have something. I don't know what. So it has to have a chutat tefillah. And if it doesn't have a chutat tefillah, so yeah, but it's kosher without. Since it's not shino rakas liyakev, there are a lot of things, the details you can say are only lachatzilah, but the major klolim, you can't say that you need shino rakas liyakev. If you don't have it, so you didn't do the mitzvah. So the Chazanish says that the klal is not kachin versus chumah. The klal is like Tosis said, it's klolim versus pratim. Is it a major point or is it a minor point? Marshall by chalitza. Mora has a whole machloek de satanoim, how much is ma'akiv by chalitza? So we task can only be the moving of the shoe. L'chatchil, you have to do the mitzvah b'shnei musa, you have to do chalitza, mikike, and kriya sapsukim. So one tana holds that everything is ma'akiv. And one tana holds know that the kriya sapsukim is not ma'akiv, but the chalitza and the mikike are ma'akiv. We task can only the chalitza is ma'akiv. So the tanoim, that the chalitza is ma'akiv, that we know on our own. If you don't do the chalitza, you didn't do the chalitza. It's like, if you didn't like tzul, you didn't like tzul. Of course you didn't do it. The question is, the kriya sapsukim with the rikike, that doesn't seem to be, those are the details. So the tanoim who hold that those are also miyakim, they have to have psukim. Kochi yosalish, kochi kufa. You have to have a pasuk to teach you if you want to hold that rikike is miyakim, if you want to hold that kriya sapsukim is miyakim. But to say that the chalitza is miyakim, the chazanish says that you don't need a pasuk, that's the guf adover, that's the main thing. Kika chasim and asekis, of course it's miyakim. And the details need psukim. The Mishnah Achrayna on that Mishnah in the Goyim, on the last Perek in the Goyim, Perek Yudal, the Mishnah test, the quarter of the year, he points out that also like the Chazanim. He doesn't quote the Tosis in Zot and Zavdal, he says, Parkech from him, he just says, he sees in the Gemara like that, that Shina Lakas Liyakim is required in Kolot El Kula, except for the Nefashis, because it says in the Chumash, the Gemara has a Mem Hei on the base. Mara has a din. Shmuel comes up with a nine following in 20 lines from the top of Mem Hayim Beis. Nipka Yad Reidim Papa. My time of the din on Yad Reidim Tiyad Bob Rishon. There's a din that in most Chayim Misa, there's a din lechatkhila that the Yadim have to give the Yoynish Misa. Yad Reidim Tiyad Bob Rishon. There are very few exceptions to the rule. There's a din by the Mesis. It says Yad Reidim Tiyad Bob Rishon. Mitzvah Yad Reidim Misa is the Hargo. By Mesis, and then there's a din by Retzeya. There's a din the Be'el Adam has a mitzvah to kill him. There's a Rashi in Sahed, and Rashi writes that the mitzvah of Be'el Adam on this daf. Rashi writes that Be'el Adam, the mitzvah of the Horgah is only when he killed the Shogi. He's not din of Be'el Adam in Mesis. And the Rambam, in the Sefer Mitzvah, says that Rashi forgot a pasuk in Chumash. He says the Feirush in Masseh, that the mitzvah of Be'el Adam is Be'el Shogi, Be'el Mesis. But the mitzvah of the Yad Ha'edin doesn't apply to Retzeya. Retzeya and Mesis are the two exceptions to the rule where there's no din. Of the Yad Reidim. Oh, there's a third exception to the rule also by Shora Niskom. Not the Din Koshis of Anon, but Shora Niskom is also. There's a Gemara in Baba Kama that we know. The Gemara says Baba Kama that it's a mitzvah on the Balashor to kill the Shor. It's not the mitzvah on the egg. It's on the Balashor. So there's a mitzvah, Lachatchila, leaving out these three cases of Mesis and Rotzeach and Shora Niskom. The mitzvah, Lachatchila, is at the Yad Reidim Tiyah Bob Rishon. So what happens if the Yadim testifies that this guy's Chaimis and then Victor Yadim and then an accident occurs after the Gemara Din and the Yadim lose their hands and they don't have the ability to give the Misa. The small says that the fellow walks off free. Papa. Why? Because he can't fulfill the mitzvah of Yadim and Brother Hashem. So Gemara has a whole discussion. You mean to say that the Yadim corrupted the sea? You mean to tell me that when it says something in the Chumash you have to listen to what it says in the Chumash? Gemara goes to a whole discussion. Whether you do or you don't. What do you mean to say? Of course, being close to see. What then the Torah tells you how to do it, so you got to do the way it says. So that's what they both explained. Mishnah Achrayna explains it in the Furish on his Gemara. And his commentary on the Mishnah is there. The Gemara brings in a Mishnah there and a guy. Chazanish doesn't spell it out before, but he's obviously assuming also like the Mishnah Chaim. The Gemara means like this, that's a detail. The other thing about Rishon is a detail. The main thing is that the guy is Chayv Mitzvah. Steal it, straight, the Herod, whatever. And then you have a prat in the din, a minor prat that should be Yad Reid Inti Bav Rishon. What if he can't fulfill that prat? Is that only L'Hatchil, but it's not Yatib B'Yevet? But he said that it's even Yatib B'Yevet. So whereas in Kol HaTorah Kula would have said that you require Sheen all of our costs of the Yatib, and if it's not repeated, I would think it's only L'Hatchil, it's not Yatib B'Yevet. But by din in the Froshes, I say the Hitzil HaHoedo, and the Hitzil HaHoedo tells me not only to be Mahatab B'Skus HaNidon to try to find ways to figure out why he's Potter, I should dash him sukim differently. Midrash Atan and Rashi's time are also different because of the Hitzilah Ha'eda. It's a Gemara later like that. And after which guy? After Samach Tes, I think. Maybe we'll get there this week. The Gemara says on Daf Samach Tes that you say the Hitzilah Ha'eda tells me that you should dash him the psukim lahakya. The Hitzilah Ha'eda, you should dash him differently. On Daf Samach Tes, we'll have 10 lines from the back. So that's what the Mishnah Chayin says over here. That I got, since it says we can see later, so by Din and Nefashis I say that you don't need Shinah Lachos of Liyaki. If it says it once, I say it's Ma'akib of the Yavin. If you can't have it, the guy becomes part of me. But in Kol HaTorah Kula, I wouldn't say like that. I wouldn't require Shinah Lachos of Liyaki. So I think then that's the Pashup Shat over here. That's the Pashup Shat by Haskes Shema Yisrael. I don't remember this. It seems that I said over this Chazanish several years ago on a Sunday morning, when a distant relative of mine was here, a balabas from Chicago. So his son-in-law told me this summer that his father-in-law was in Eretz Israel last year and he saw the stipend of his son. And he told him over that, what do you say to this Chazanish? And the Chazanish says again, praise it. Chazanish writes in the Goyim that you don't need, that you know across the Athens of Venus, Kol HaTorah Kula, not only in the Kipachim. He said that the stipend of Assad said that you don't necessarily have to say like the Chazanish. You don't necessarily have to say. Maybe Taisus. He thinks that Taisus is right. I don't know. I thought this passage by Hashmon Yosef shows the fairness. All the Russians didn't know. I thought the Chazanish means so many Uriahs also. By Chavitzi, he used to say with Matthew. He quotes many Hashkofes in the Sefer HaNigla. That it's not limited to Abkid because it didn't call it those things. Kumish has a dilemma of the brachas of Klaus, the Hadrid Maharev, but one of the brachas of Klaus is an Aesthetic in Masteches, some heads in later, Oro Shechevim Chostanto, is an Oro. Usually it's an Oro, means that it's less of a law, less of a prohibition. That's what the Gemara asks on his Tzutim. What do you mean? Oro says, Oro is Shiaset Pesel Masteches Te'arach Hashem Asidei Choresh Usam Basash. The Gemara says, Oro is Agilei, that's not only an Oro, much worse than an Oro. So the Gemara in Seifa, yes, I can't say, the Gemara. So the Pashup Shat in the Gemara indicates clearly that you have a Lav Sheyesh Bo Nisan, and a Lav Sheyesh Bo Kores is less, and a Lav Sheyesh Bo Malkus, and an Orer is a lower level of a Nisan. Like you have a new possessive, not as a different type of a Nisan. That's it. Like says, it's an Orer, something low. So here you have, so the Gemara works on that. What do you mean? Oh, you ask the Tesla of Masech, so the Gemara gives a whole interpretation. It doesn't really make that one as well. So here also there's a discussion in beginning of Perikan Israfin, the Rishonim have this discussion. I don't know if it's in there. I don't remember any Gemara that talks about this. The Gemara has an ayin vav on the base of Machlekes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. It says, it's a din of Isha Ubiko, that if a man marries a woman, and then he's Mizana with his mother-in-law, so he's Chayiv Mis. So it says, Ba'esh Yisrufu Oso V'yeshen. What do you mean by Ishishifu? Oh, so, yes, hen, his chai straight was good. The mother-in-law's chai straight was good. What did his wife do? His wife didn't do anything. Was she chai straight? Oh, so, yes, hen. Gemara says it's not fair. Says, Machlech Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva had a darsh in the past. Rabbi Kiva says, es hen means es shtehen. How can it be es shtehen? The Gemara says, it means that you only chai hamosa la'achamisa right before the Mishnah. And I involve him as the Gemara says, the Machlech Rabbi Kiva Shmuel, halacha la'maisa, my binayu. That's the difference. If the Kiva holds also the Yeshen, the only time the sky is on Hamoso is if his wife is still alive, then he's at least a Hamoso with the Shreifa. But if his wife died already, so then the Yisra Hamoso is weaker. There is an Yisra, but it's only Yisra Diyam. Marshal Akos Ishta is only Yitzra Rav Bechayel. After the wife dies, there's no prohibition at all. Rav Ishta. It's Mutta. It's Mutta to marry Akos Ishta, Lacha Mises Ishta. But Chamosa Lacha Mises Ishta is forbidden. The Bekiva, that it's only Yisura B'Yalma, and the Shmar hold that it's the same Misa Misa, the same Misa as it always was. The Rashi and the other Rishayim say, where's the Yisura B'Yalma? If you hold, based on the Pasuk, so he has 10 Yashtayim, and that the only time you have an Yisra Chamosa is called man, his wife is alive. After the wife dies, there's no Yisra Chamosa. So how do you know that there's an Yisura B'Yalma? Maybe it's like a Gomer. So they say, no, it's this Pasuk. Or a Sheref of Mechor Santa, or a Tanisha, or a Ruf. So here the reason of Lake is the Rambam and the Ramban that the Magen Mishnah points out. Is the Misa Chorus or not? The Pasuk tells me that it's knocked down from Misa, there's no Misa, goes down to an Arur, did it lose the Chorus also? And he said that there's still Chorus. Am I correct? There's a deal in Halacha Lamaisa, whether it's a Kiddushin HaTosin. The Kiddushin B'Tosin or not. There's a story here in Monticello, about 15 years ago, that a man's wife died and then married his mother-in-law. She wasn't that much older than him, and then they had children. They had children from the mother-in-law. So the shadow was whether the kid was a mamzer or not. So usually mamzeris depends on... You the kid?
No.
No, they have the Rabbanim printed shuvahs about it, not the national party. They printed shuvahs about this halacha l'maisa, whether the child is a mamzer, whether the husband has to, he's not allowed to live with the wife, but does he have to give a get or not, because the din is a eki dushin tavs, the mechavi creases. So here's the shayla whether there's chorus or not. So it could be that even if there's no chorus, you could say that the wife should be a mamzer. You could say that even if there's no chorus, maybe I should say the kiddushin are not tavs, because the Easter chosanto is an Easter that sometimes has chorus. There's a whole literature in Achaim, there's an Achaim there on Yerom, there's another Achaim to talk about the Shaila. The Shaila from the 20th century really happened, the Shaila knew whether the Vlad is a Mamzer or not. So Lom Desha Shaila, what prompted the Rambam to say that when it's, once it's knocked down from Misa, it doesn't even have any chorus? What's that Shaila, whether there's chorus or not? That's a Shaila. How do they know to determine whether it should have chorus or not have chorus? You get the Dafa involved. So. We'll have to see. No. Maka Avivimo. Makao Lavima doesn't have first. There's a person in Achrim Os Kedoshim that says this chorus. But there it says, also the Yasem. Sadacha Misis Ishta, there's no Misa. Does it mean that there's no chorus or not? That's what the Achronim discussed. Maybe since the Easter is at least the Chorus, even on your particular case, there's no Chorus, but the Shema Easter should carry with the Chorus under normal circumstances, not when the wife is still alive. Somehow, therefore, the Vlad will still be a mamzer, even though now in this particular case there's no Chorus. Let's say a man is boiled, as you see, b'shogeg. He thought it was his own wife. So even though they're not by Chorus, but the Easter Eshes Ish is one that has Chorus, and the Vlad is a mamzer. Yeah, but here it's different. Even if he would try, even if he wants to, there's no Chorus. But still, the Easter may be carries cars with it. So that's the whole deal that the Achronim had, that they discussed now. In the Tayyidaka, Pasuk describes the Bnei Yisrael going into Golus. It reports from Rav Chaim Volozhiner that he gave an interpretation on a Pasuk that a Jew once told him that he lived in a Goyish community, and the Goyim were always making fun of him. So he felt very, that kind of goes with his beard and his pace and his yarmulke and everything. They always make fun of him. So he always felt very self-conscious about it, so he started to schmooze with the Goyim to talk with them. And then they were still making fun of him, so then he started to eat with them, he started to eat certain food, and then he cut off the shepeyes, and then he became a Hal Shabbos. And they were still making fun of him, and he felt so uncomfortable, so then he finally decided to become a Meshumer. And even after he converted, they were still making fun of him. So Chaim Volozhiner said, yeah, that's what it says in the Chumash. It says in the Tosafot like that. The Avada Tosham, Elohim Akher Meitz Bo'evim, Do Ha'isa V'sham, Elah Mashal V'Rishin, V'chal V'am, V'shein, Ha'ek V'Hashem Shom. That even if you convert and you worship Abed Azor, you'll still be made fun of. Ha'isa V'sham, Elah Mashal V'Rishin, the game will still make fun of you. The Jews have to be Hainan or other Gishkon. There's nothing that we can do with all the Torah mad in the world. With all the secular living, there's nothing. You can even become a Meshumad Gomer. The Nazis killed all the Meshumadim also. Anyone who's a Jew is a Jew. The Jews are different. So you may as well be religious. You won't gain any favor by the government if you give up our religion. It's going to be the same anyway. The Moshe religion is going to be the same. They quoted that time, Volozhin had a taich on the Pasuk that says, this whole taich is because Bachas Asher Olarcha Asher Shom Lakech B'simcha B'tub Leib of Meriot Kol. And it says in the next Pasuk, the Olarcha is like Zecho. So he said the Pshat is like this. Let's say a guy has a job and he can't stand his work. He doesn't want to get fired. Begrudgingly he does the work, he does the job. He just does barely the job that he shouldn't be able to fire him. He shouldn't be able to have any kindness to fire him. Because he doesn't like the boss, but he likes the boss. But then he does a good job. He does it the simple. So the pasuk says, "Tachas asher avarta asher shom lakech b'simcha b'tuv leib meriot kol." The avarta say becho. You worship Hakadosh Baruch Hu as if you're working for your enemy, as if you can't stand it about Hashem. Just begrudgingly. So that's why you have the whole thing with him. A lot of times we also do. We do mitzvah chanoshim with a mother. We don't do the mitzvah with a gishmak. You have to learn with a gishmak. Not just that your parents sent you to yeshiva college. You have to pass. If you don't learn the gemara, they're going to throw you out of the school. You're going to get into trouble. It's a gewaltige mitzvah, it's a schiya, to daven, to learn, to do all the mitzvahs out there. We have to do like a person who's happy with what he has, not the like one who begrudgingly does the mitzvah. The Gemara learns out of halachic in the middle of the Teichach, the Gemara learns out d'hem also. The Teichach says, Lo sishma lasos, v'yichla Hashem ishma kreisko. So the Gemara in Machis learns out from this passage that only if Hashem is my place, how close are any there? Mahu? You should have been given a shelter before the fun of Havyayna, how close is Malkus. So the person says, my dish malah says, we hit Hashem is my place. So if you do a lot, you hit my mice, then you hit Malkus. And a lot, shame on mice, there's no heat of Malkus. And the Marian increases, similarly learns out from a different pasuk that the only time that you hired Chatos, the Shege, is if you didn't have a that if you would have done it amazing, you would have been chayv koris. If you do that avera, you should be then you chayv chatos. But it's only on a lav sheyesh b'maisa. If you do a lav sheyesh b'maisa, then the Gemara says that you're not chayv chatos. So often one would have thought that these two dinim are similar. The Lashon HaGemara is the same. A lav sheyesh b'maisa, you're not chayv chatos, and a lav sheyesh b'maisa, you're not chayv malchus on. Misa doesn't say you don't need lav sheyesh b'maisa. No such requirement. In order to be chayv nisi, you can be chayv nisi and rav shem amas. And kal as Hashem, kal lo vino. Rav shem amas, and you don't need to be good. Still, the chumash says you chayv nisi. Nisi, it says in the chumash when you chayv nisi when you are. Whenever it says chayv nisi, but malkis, a chatas, there is no b'feri shepasik. It just says, whoever does an avair b'shoydei, which if you would have done amazing, would have been chayv kores, if you do it b'shoydei, you chayv chatas. But then there's an additional condition that has to be got the yesh b'mais. Malkis also says, whoever is a Russia, is chayiv malchus. That's the dafka lav sheyesh b'mais. So the Biskirah points out in the Shiurim increases that the two are not the same. So if you look, there's a Ramban on Daf Samachay in Sanhedrin. There's a Mechamis on Daf Samachay. Nobody ever reads, whoever learns so far, whoever reads the Ramban on Daf Samachay. So the Biskirah made it famous. The Arishtikul Teres. Now a lot of people know that Ramban, otherwise they would have been. Ramban and the Daf, we pointed out actually wrong. But on Daf Samachay, there's a Mechamis that the Biskirah discovered. Well, he points out that the definition of lav sheyesh bo maaser for the purposes of malchus, and lav sheyesh bo maaser for the purposes of chatos are not the same. The malchus, it depends on the maaser in actuality, whether he really did a lav sheyesh, but whether he really did a maaser or not. The chatos, the Ramban says, it depends whether it's efshe bebuma, whether could you have violated the avera without a maaser, but even though you happen to have done a maaser, it's still called the lav sheyesh bo maaser. But if you did an avera that's physically impossible to violate without doing a maisa, then it's called a lav sheyesh b'maisa for purposes of chatos. For the purposes of malchus, it doesn't depend whether you could have done it. It depends on maisa. Did you do it? Are you getting maisa? Did you do it? Believe maisa. And the Rambam, there is theories. The three-way theory. The Lechem Mishnah points out. I find that there's a three-way theory. Some places the Rambam sounds like he says, whenever you have an avera which you could have violated without a mice, even if you did a mice, renaloid. In some places it sounds like the Rambam says, whenever you have an avera, sometimes you can violate either mice, even if you violate the avera without a mice, you still like it, you are like it. Some places, by chometz, the Rambam says, if you did it either mice, you like it. If you didn't do it either mice, you're not like it. It's a three-way steering in the Rambam. give two weeks from now. Yeah, yeah, this time. But this Ramban on Daf Samachet, it's a Chiddush. The end of today's Haftarah, the last passage, the Rabbi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring the Gula, the Ita, Afishem. He's going to bring the Gula.